This is Circulating Ideas. I'm Steve Thomas, coming to you live from the American Library Association Annual Conference in Chicago, Illinois. It is Friday, June 23rd, 2017. Today was the first real day of the conference, other than some pre-conference stuff. The opening session was today, and the main speaker was Reshma Sajani, who is the founder and CEO of Girls Who Code. Find out more about her project, her awesome project, at girlswhocode.com, and see how you can get involved in helping out getting our girls learning to code. And getting more girls into the sciences, because that is so very important. She pointed out in the keynote that the numbers of women in the technology field is actually going down and is projected to continue to go down. So we want to do what we can as libraries to help encourage that, change that downward trend, and get it back up again. We also had a good talk from ALA President Julie Todaro, and got introduced to a few people who are library champions. And we also heard from Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel about how important public libraries are in Chicago. And as he was leaving the stage, ALA President Julie Todaro took a moment to remind him that he should also be backing up Chicago's school librarians, who have been cut quite a bit. So hooray for Julie for giving that great stand for school librarians, because they are so important, as we all know. Now, for this first episode, I'm going to give you a brief little interview I did with Michael Perry, who is at Northwestern University. Mike was way back on episode 62, so you can go back and listen to the full interview here. But here he gives an update on what he's been doing. And I plan on doing these kind of interviews, short little episodes throughout the conference. So stay tuned to the feed for that. And enjoy my talk with Michael, and those of you at the conference, enjoy the conference, and those of you who are not, I can give you a little taste of that through the podcast. I am at Howells and Hood Restaurant, where I just had a delicious cheeseburger and cheese curds and a wonderful beer with Michael Perry. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for talking with me, Steve.
We're not at the conference right now. Obviously, we're at lunch. But I wanted to catch up with Mike and see what you're doing with your work these days. Well, what's your official position title, and what's the kind of exciting things that you're doing at work now?
Certainly. I'm the head of assessment and planning at Northwestern University Library. In that role, I oversee all of our assessment efforts, as well as strategic planning and project management of library projects. So one of the big things we're really looking at now is issues surrounding data privacy and patron privacy, especially in terms of learning analytics. That's an emerging trend in higher education, and one of the things that libraries are often now being called upon to provide demonstrable evidence of impacts to student learning, which we all know libraries do impact student learning, and we earnestly believe that. But when it comes to actually providing records about student activities and how those relate to the library, it starts to call into question how that interacts with our values of patron privacy and things like the ALA's Code of Ethics. So one of the big things that we're working on now is sort of surveying the landscape of other research libraries and how they manage these efforts and what things they do to protect patron privacy.
Yeah, and assessment is a big thing now, too. Like in my library, we're doing a lot of outcomes measurements kind of stuff. And is that you do that kind of stuff as well at the library?
Yep, we do. So we do a great deal of tracking both your hard data in terms of how many people are entering the library and those type of things, but also reference interactions that people have with them. And then we're starting to figure out how we can internally map that to measures of student success. It's a thing that a lot of public universities have been doing for a while because there's been a much stronger call for it. We're a little bit behind the ball, and it's a little bit different in terms of what we're doing. A lot of higher education institutions look to measure interaction with the library and how that tracks to student retention. Being a very fancy private school, we're often not as concerned with student retention because almost everyone who comes to Northwestern finishes their degree at Northwestern. But there are other ways that we're really interested in looking at how the library provides services and how those services impact student success. One of the new things that we're looking at as well is this idea of quiet study space and whether or not that's being undervalued in academic research libraries. Often when we are looking at a new sort of space project, they are usually things like developing collaborative workspaces or cafe-type spaces or things with like makerspaces with technology and those type of things.
Right, you always hear kind of the infocommons kind of idea.
Yeah, exactly. And in reality, when we actually talk with a lot of users, and there's been some studies that have backed this up, one of the things they come to the library to, and really value about the library is quiet individual study space. It is a thing that you're not going to find anywhere else on campus. You'll often find newer campus buildings that have things like almost infocommon type things, or you know, cafes where people can come and work, or those big group collaborative spaces. But that really individualized, quiet study space where you can sit for a long period of time, don't have to buy anything or pay any money, and you can just work as you see fit, is really something that I personally believe is uniquely provided by the library and really one of the strongest services that we offer in a lot of ways. But again, one that I think we sometimes don't think about or undervalue because it might not be as sleek or sort of fancy as some new technology-based projects. So we're really looking at, in terms of our library, for example, assigned student, graduate student carrels. So there's a program where graduate students can get carrels where they can have books housed and they know they have a space in the library to come and work. What sort of impact does that have on their success in terms of their program, like how long it takes them to complete their degree, their overall satisfaction with the program? So that's one of the big things that we're looking at now, is how those even passive services impact student learning.
Well, then to wrap up, on a scale of 1 to OMG, how good were those cheese curds that we had?
Those are the best cheese curds I've ever had. And I've been in Wisconsin and have eaten a number of Wisconsin cheese curds. They were better here.
You heard it. So that's Howells and Hood. So. Free commercial. They're not a sponsor. All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.